Hey, everybody, this is Steli Efti.
And this is Heaton Cha. And today on the Startup Chat, we're going to talk about how to manage process and documentation at a remote team.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life. And hopefully, while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit. We got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
Yeah, we want you to do your best.
Inspired by the FYI Twitter account, because that's what Steli said this is about.
Yeah.
Which is one of my businesses. And the Twitter account is @useFYI, in case all of you want to follow along. And what we've been doing is we've been talking a lot about document tools, as well as productivity. And then I think one of people's favorite topics today, which is remote work and how to do it well. So I think Steli and I have a lot of thoughts on this, considering our businesses are remote, as well as, we've faced a lot of these kind of challenges in the past with doing this right, doing this wrong, et cetera. So what's on your mind? What inspired you? I know what inspired you, which was our Twitter account and all the sharing we've been doing. We're committed to sharing more and more now. But what really is on your mind about this that you think people need to hear?
Yeah, I think that I get asked often, what tools do I use? What tools does my team use to be productive and aligned as a fully remote company, fully distributed company? And I often find myself going back to some of the base principles that we share so often, Heaton, which are that, you know, yes, I have some tools I use and I have tools that I can recommend, but it's very rarely the tools, right? It's always the humans and how they use those tools that really make a difference. And so I oftentimes find myself just sharing with people certain principles on how we communicate as a remote company and how we think about certain things. Now, one of the biggest problems that, so I thought it would be fun for us to go back and forth, ping pong a little bit on this episode and just share some best practices or mistakes to avoid for people that are thinking about organizing and managing their remote company, especially from a point of view in terms of like, how do we organize our different projects? How do we organize our work? How do we share information online? And since I've been following the FYI Twitter account, you guys post all these kind of super neat insights in document sharing software and what companies and people struggle with. One of the biggest struggles, which is what you guys are, solving right now with the product that you're building, is that people cannot find, you know, all the documents that they have. And that's one of the problems that we went through as we've grew as a company. You know, the engineering team likes to use Dropbox paper when the marketing team likes to use Google Docs, when the other team likes to use something else. And you never want to constrain people, but then eventually you're drowning in a sea of different, document preferences and different document tools that different teams use, and it's very hard to navigate and find what you're looking for at any given time. And FYI is making, I think, a big dent in helping people with finding their stuff. But the big principle that I always share, there's two. One, when it comes to documentation and sharing of ideas within a remote company, is to become very disciplined in your writing efforts. Like, make sure that you eliminate having impromptu conversations between two or multiple team members that are not captured or written down anywhere, right? That's something that people are very accustomed to in an office environment. A bunch of people ad hoc, you know, meet around the water cooler, brainstorm some wild ideas and come up with an exciting solution to a problem, or make a decision on something that was unclear. And then because it happens physically in a room, you know, in a way that's very strong signal for everybody else, the most relevant people might eardrop or join the conversation and have the information that they need. In a remote company, if three people jump on a Skype call or a Zoom call and come up with some brilliant idea, nobody else in the company knows of this fact. Nobody has heard of this. So, it can be quite dangerous, because then you have, you know, the scenario where people have made decisions and nobody else understands these decisions or knows about them. And so you get this strong misalignment. So in a remote company, you need to get really, really good at documenting any ideas, decisions that are being made, usually writing that down somewhere, keeping track of meeting notes, doing write-ups afterwards on what was decided and why, and then sharing that with the company. But the other thing that I'm curious to hear your thoughts on is this concept that I find oftentimes surprising or challenging, especially in remote teams, but this is probably a generic issue, is companies and teams, they'll pour way too much time in creating a version one of any kind of document. And then that document will be forgotten, never to be used, never to be practically put to use. And a year later, there's another group of people, they'll have a meeting about a similar subject, creating a new document, writing down the new version of this thing. And so after 3 or 4 years of the company history, there's literally like 9 different documents that try to describe the same thing in different ways and that have never been used by anybody in any practical sense to make a decision or to do anything else. So this is one of my biggest pet peeves, and I'm curious to hear your thoughts on this, of like, it's a good idea to write things down and document things and create processes and documentations for things in a company, especially a remote company. But then the challenge seems often to be, from a human perspective, how useful are these documents? How much are they being put to use? Or are they just busy work where people spend a lot of time writing all this down, everybody looks at it and agrees, and then it's instantly forgotten, never to be used again? Like, I'm curious to tap into your mind and your learnings over the last year or two that you've been really diving deep when it comes to document sharing, and see what you've learned and how you see that space.
Yeah, I was on a call yesterday. It was an hour-long call, and there was a document produced right after, like within another half hour. It had 2 sections. It was recap of discussion, and it was literally bullets of the recap. And it was basically, the next section was takeaways and actions, and it had people's names on it and what they were going to do. Thankfully, none of those were assigned to me. There were 2 other people on the call.
I'm just joking.
That wasn't the context. I was just sharing something that these 2 people needed to hear, and we had to coordinate. So I had already done my task, which was think through something. Anyway, so there's 2 sections, recap and takeaways/actions. And it was sent out within a half hour or so of the document, or I'm sorry, of the discussion. And it was, the question was like, oh, is this good? Did I cover everything? Did I capture everything? And the answer is yes. And, it got shared with the rest of the team, so everybody knows what's going on. And then there was a reply from a key person on the team saying, oh, it's all good. You know, this sounds good to me. Like let's just keep moving forward and all that. And so what was really cool is that you just have to have these simple rules. Like, they're rules. I'm sorry. Like, they're rules. And they make the organization work well. Because if that call didn't have somebody taking the notes and coming up with the takeaways, the whole call would be worth everyone's time, you know? Mm-hmm. And it wasn't like a serious discussion. It was a very tactical discussion and getting people aligned sort of discussion of how we move forward with something. And like, it was relatively casual, but we were just getting aligned. But the notes were super powerful. I'm even looking at them now because I wanted to find them and make sure I describe the sections. And it's like, why can't we as humans just come up with simple things like that? Why do we have to make such a big deal about all this stuff? So my big learning is that the more complex the rules are, the less likely people are to continuously follow them. Mm. This is a simple rule. Mm-hmm. Recap the discussion. While we're talking, someone's writing notes or whatever. And then basically have a takeaways section. And honestly, the coolest thing about the discussion is nobody was sitting there, even at the end, even though I usually do this, but at the end, nobody was like, oh, what are our takeaways? Or what are our next steps? It was just organically determined, and a document was created of what people are going to do because somebody was paying attention and knew that this needed to happen, right? And knows the importance of documentation. It's kind of rooted in the culture at that company. And so, I don't know, this kind of blows my mind because the simple stuff works. The complex stuff, like, oh, you got to have, you know, these 5 sections, and you got to do this all the time. That doesn't work most of the time unless it is for things that you're repeating that are heavy. So I would say for product development, you know, and things like that, like, and some certain types of engineering, there are like very deliberate like templates or sections you need in a document. But the simplest thing you can do is if people are having a conversation, whether it's one like 2 people or more, ideally when it's 2 people or more, it becomes even more important. You write notes and you recap, you make a document with a recap and takeaways/action items. And that just gets everything done. Sometimes what I've seen remote teams do that takes it to a different place or is a different way to do it is they're literally creating the tasks in the tool they're using. So I've seen so many teams use Trello, and they're discussing what's going on in Trello in their meetings. And they're moving things around, and then they're adding tasks in real time as they're discussing it. That can be really valuable too, because very little gets lost, and you might not need to take notes at that point because everything ends up getting put into the tool you're going to use to manage the process.
I love that. And I think that is one thing that's really important to highlight here in terms of like philosophy, right? You could have a meeting that is a 30-minute, 45-minute, 60-minute meeting, and somebody writes meeting notes, basically transcribing sort of the entire conversation, right? And it could be 7 pages full of text that attempts to write down everything that was said. Or you could do a recap that says, what were the key takeaways? What were the key decisions we made? And what are the action items? And who has to do them by when, right? And this would take maybe just half a page, right? But think about the usefulness of one versus the other. It does sound cool to say we've written down word for word everything that was discussed. But if you have to ask yourself, well, what is the likelihood that people will have the time to read through 8 pages to remember what was said, you know, 2 months ago in a meeting or after the meeting? Who has the time and desire to relive the entire meeting by spending another 20 minutes reading everything word for word? That's not really that useful, but it is the most kind of mindless way to say, as a remote team, we're documenting every meeting and we're, you know, we have really meticulous meeting notes. That in and of itself is not useful, right? It's not practical. Nope. But writing up half a page of the key takeaways of this discussion, the key decisions that were made, the key to-dos, right? That's something that within 2 minutes I can look at and relive everything that was said and understand kind of its essence of what do I need to do now or what have we all agreed needs to happen next and who's responsible for that. So I love that, you know, simple but practical format, like coming up with processes that are simple and practical and valuable versus that seem, you know, extensive or impressive or, you know, we do doing things for the purpose of doing them is mostly a wasted exercise versus asking yourself, after we've talked for 20 minutes, we had to document something. What's the most important thing? What will we really have to go back and look at? What needs to be documented here in a way that is going to be useful, I think, is those are the few questions that if you ask yourself those questions, if you use that level of thoughtfulness and mindfulness, then everything else that you do becomes much, much better, right? But it just requires that little bit of thoughtfulness in the beginning versus just mindlessly going, we're a remote company. Whenever we have a meeting or a discussion, we should document everything. So let's write down everything we've ever said. Let's use a transcription software to have like a, you know, 450-page transcription of every word that was said in the 60-minute meeting, and then never to look at this again or use it in any practical way.
Yeah, that happens a lot. That people are going document crazy, right?
Mm.
That's what I call it. It's like document crazy. It's like there's so many that are created that you don't go back to. So I think there's just a rule. You know, I think the example you gave is really good. The one from the fact that like you made a document, had a meeting, and a year later, you're working on the same thing for some reason. Other people are working on it. I mean, what really needs to happen is like you almost need an elephant's memory, as they say. And you need to be able to remember that somebody did something. And then you have to go find that document in order to waste less time. Oftentimes, that document doesn't even matter. That's actually what's really interesting to me. The document doesn't matter. And the fundamental thing.